From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. According to a Kurdish news agency, fighting erupted Monday between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern Syrian city of Hasakeh. Media reports say Turkish forces have attacked a Syrian Kurdish militia as well as the Islamic State group positions in Syria. Other reports say Turkish forces have struck targets in Jarablus. Meanwhile, the United Nations aid chief said Monday that the situation in Syria represents the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time.
In Aleppo, we risk seeing a humanitarian catastrophe unparalleled in the over 5 years of bloodshed and carnage in the Syrian conflict.
Stephen O'Brien, the United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs. U.S. Olympic swimming medalist Ryan Lochte has lost two major sponsors after admitting he exaggerated claims about being robbed in Brazil. Swimsuit company Speedo and clothing maker Ralph Lauren both announced Monday they would no longer be working with Lochte. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday voted no confidence in a UN-backed unity government. Lawmakers gave Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj a 10-day deadline to come up with a new lineup. Backers of the unity government dismissed the move as unconstitutional, but Monday's vote is a blow to efforts to end Libya's chaos. This is VOA News.